Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Sue Southern, and in this show we're going to discuss the benefits of IT performance management. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. I wonder if, like me, you've noticed that a business and its IT are intrinsically linked. They're symbiotic. You just won't find one without the other. Consider that for a moment. Can you think of an organisation of any size that doesn't use IT? In fact, it's more than organisations and their IT. Just consider how much personal technology we carry around with us. Things like mobile devices, phones, internet access, MP3 players, satellite navigators, netbooks, laptops. It's a lot, and such devices are now part of everyday life. It didn't used to be like that. Our expectation is that they will be fit for use, fit for the purpose they were designed for, and that they'll provide a good level of performance. Occasionally, I come across people who don't see the purpose of IT in an organisation. This point was evident when I was talking to someone who was in the house building industry. The comment he made was, "We don't need computers to build houses, we need bricks." Well, I couldn't help smiling, but of course it's true that bricks are used and lots of other building materials. They're necessary as well, but how are they going to be ordered and in the right quantity? And then they have to be paid for and delivered just in time for the project. More than that, how will the business run its payroll, keep its legally required accounts, create its marketing materials and communicate with people in many locations? For all of things, we need to be competitive. And organisations are dependent on their IT, which means they're dependent on the performance of their IT being good or excellent. The same is true about business strategy and the IT. So with all the activities undertaken by organisations and businesses across the globe, IT is critical. It's that simple and that crucial. The performance of IT matters. Think about how you use your IT. What's your perception of an acceptable performance? Let's just test that. Let's say you click your mouse, and in doing so, you expect an instant result. Or what about if it took 5 seconds before you got an acceptable outcome? Let's just test that. If I click, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm guessing if you had to put up with a 5 second delay after every click, that you'd be pretty frustrated, wouldn't you? I'm also guessing that when you're using your IT, you expect it to be delivered to a good to excellent service. Oh, and of course, at any time that you want to use it. Well, it's the same for all of us. Now, the mouse response time thing was just one example to illustrate a point and not part of the course content, but IT performance creates a lot of pressure on the IT department people in your office, your organisation, in your country, in the world. So IT performance matters. If we get it right, what difference does it make? What benefits can we achieve? What does it really mean? Performance management includes activities to ensure that goals are consistently being met in an effective and efficient manner. The performance management course considers what that means in terms of the IT that's used to run the business and the IT that's used to run the IT. And of course, there is a difference between the two. In the course, I'll also consider the people who are involved in IT service management, the actions they carry out, any suppliers that are involved with the IT service delivery. Good or excellent IT performance will be a factor of all of those elements. The benefits of performance management can be very far-reaching. The type of thing they include would be reducing costs, improving IT services through the use of proven actions and techniques, improve customer satisfaction through a more professional approach to service delivery, improved productivity for IT staff as well as the users of IT services, improved use of skills and experience, and, even more, the improved delivery of third-party services. Lots of things, lots of areas. Earlier I mentioned being effective and efficient, but what does it mean in this context? First of all, there's little point in having one without the other. Effective means that an end result is delivered, and that implies a certain capability, a competency, an adequacy. Whereas efficient, that means sort of running like clockwork, and that implies ability, adeptness, mastery, skillfulness, among other things. So delivering IT services requires all of those things. One of the areas that I cover on the course is about individual performance. Perhaps I can relate that point to training from GoGo. I've been running classroom training since 2003 and have worked with many people with varying levels of experience. Training in a classroom is of personal contact, but it also has some particular constraints that many delegates comment about. With classroom training, there are a strictly set number of hours and days to absorb the subject so that all the content is covered in the allocated time. Allocating a block of days for training is a big issue for some people to fit in with their working schedule and home lives too. Whereas covering a subject in bite-sized pieces is so much easier to fit in with other activities and commitments. In addition, it's only natural to still be thinking about one topic or a related idea about it, only to find that the trainer has moved on and you've missed a bit. This is an area that many people have told me that they struggle with. So the GoGo training has the huge benefit of allowing members to work at their own pace and to replay a module if they want to hear it again. Now we're living firmly in the information age and technology is an increasing part of everything we do, it's an essential factor in being competitive, being successful and maximising the opportunity of every new day. I hope that you choose to follow my courses here at GoGo and that what you find in them will add to your existing knowledge and experience to enhance your own performance. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Sue Southern. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.